天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，弓长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。现在我们正在学习的课题是 The Lord's Prayer， 主祷文。在上周的节目中，麦克牧师给大家分享了祷告的重要性，今天他将会继续带领大家告诉我们神天父是一个什么样的形象。就小环个人经历而言，由于小环自己的父亲对我要求非常的严格，所以在最开始的时候，小环总以为天父爸爸也是一个很严厉、很充满、很有距离的一个形象。所以每次小环祷告的时候都会小心翼翼，因为总害怕自己说错话或者做错事惹天父爸爸不高兴。然而随着小环对神的认识和增加，我明白了天父爸爸是一位充满慈爱的神，并且他爱我们超乎一切所有。他不会因为工作忙碌而忽略我们的感受，也不会因为自己心情沮丧而迁怒于我们，因为天父爸爸是万能的，是充满怜悯和慈爱的。正如以赛亚书第43章第4节，因为你在我眼中非常宝贵和贵重，所以我爱你。这是天父给我们的应许，他会一直爱我们，即使有时候我们会犯错。所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们遇到困难的时候，请不要惧怕，因为天父的爱会一直与我们同在。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，我们把接下来的时间交给麦克牧师和安详，一起领受从神而来的讯息。
Hello, friends, and we're glad you joined us.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你再次收听这个节目。
We have been going through a series of messages in what is known as the Lord's Prayer.
我们正在进行一个新的系列信息，主题就是主祷文。
And we saw the importance of the power in prayer.
上一次我们讲到祷告所带出来的能力是何等重要。
I want to talk to you today about the fatherhood of God.
今天我要讲关于神的父权这个主题。
One of the most basic elements of the faith in Jesus Christ is the fatherhood of God.
对耶稣基督的信仰，其中一个很基本的要素就是承认神的父权。
One of the most distinguishing marks of Christianity is the fatherhood of God to the believers in Jesus Christ.
基督教最明显的标志之一是基督徒在耶稣基督里承认神是我们的父亲。
One of the most uniquely Christian tenets is being able to call God our Father.
基督教信仰中最独特的一点就是可以称神为天父。
Yet one of the greatest challenges of understanding and comprehending this concept is our experience of our earthly fathers.
但是要理解和明白这个概念，关键在于我们跟自己生父相处的经验如何。
Those who have grown up with harsh, angry, and hard earthly fathers,
如果是一个苛刻、严厉、愤怒的父亲管教下成长的孩子，对他来说
will inevitably relate that image to our heavenly father.
难免会扭曲他们对天上父亲的理解。
Those who have grown up with fathers who are weak-willed, who do not command respect from their children,
对那些在意志薄弱缺乏父亲尊严的家庭里长大的孩子来说，
will most likely relate that image to our Heavenly Father.
他们也会把这种形象与天父形象联系起来。
The challenge for all of us is how not to associate our Heavenly Father with our earthly fathers.
对我们来说，最大的挑战就是不要把天上的父亲和世上的父亲联系起来。
But I must say this.
但我们不得不承认。
That those who have grown up with fair, honest, loving, generous, strong, and gentle earthly fathers have a better chance of comprehending the true image of our Heavenly Father.
若有一个公平、诚实、富有爱心、慷慨、强壮和仁慈的父亲，对这样的孩子来说，他们更容易理解天上父亲的真实形象。
But even then, our earthly fathers, no matter how wonderful they may be, are but a pale approximation of the true image of our Heavenly Father.
但是无论我们地上的父亲是多么的美好，一旦和天上这位父亲相比，都会显得黯然失色。
Most people use the Lord's Prayer as a kind of magical prayer to get them out of trouble or as a substitute for praying.
很多人把主祷文当成了摆脱困境的咒语，或者当成祷告的替代品。
But Jesus taught his disciples that when you pray, say, Our Father.
但是耶稣教导他的门徒说，你们祷告的时候要这样说，我们在天上的父。
In all four Gospels, Jesus spoke of God as Father 70 times.
在四福音书当中，记载了70次耶稣称神为父。
In fact, he used the title of Father all the time, except the one time on the cross when he cried, My God, my God.
事实上，他一直使用父亲这个称呼，只有一次例外，那就是当他被钉在十字架上时，他喊道，我的神，我的神。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because when he said this, he was emphasizing the separation he experienced in being our sin bearer on the cross.
因为他说这话是强调了他在十字架上担当我们罪恶时与神分离的那种痛苦。
The Aramaic word that Jesus would have used here, the word Abba, which carries an intimate and deeply personal connotation.
在亚兰文里，耶稣用阿爸这个词来表明他和神之间亲密无间的关系。
At the time of Jesus' earthly life, this was a radical view of God.
耶稣在世的那个时代，以这种观点看待神是相当激进的。
This was a new revelation of God.
这是神向人全新的启示。
This was a unique way of viewing God.
是认识神很独特的方式。
The Jews knew God as the father of their nation.
犹太人把神看成是他们的民族之父。
For example, Isaiah 63:16 declares, For you are our Father.
比如说，以赛亚63:16那里说，你是我们的父。
In fact, the entire Gospel of Matthew is written from the view of showing Israel as the son who rejected the Father.
事实上，马太福音整卷书就是从一个拒绝父亲的儿子的角度写成的。
Israel as the son who was in disobedience to the father.
以色列就好像一个悖逆不道的儿子。
But Israel as the son who is now replaced by Jesus Christ, the true son.
然而神的真儿子耶稣基督替代了以色列作为神儿子的地位。
Jesus Christ is the son whose perfect obedience brought along many brothers and sisters, namely all of those who believe in him.
神的儿子耶稣基督因着完全的顺服带领了所有相信他的人成为弟兄姐妹。
Those who will put their trust in him.
凡相信他的人。
Those who accept his death on the cross as for them.
凡接受他为我们的罪死在十字架上的人。
Those who will follow and obey him.
凡愿意跟随他顺从他的人。
They and they alone can call God Father.
只有他们可以称神为天父。
They are able to say that because of their faith in their older brother Jesus.
因着他们对兄长耶稣的信心，就可以称神为天父。
Jesus and Jesus alone can get you adopted by his Father.
唯有通过耶稣，你才能成为天父的孩子。
Jesus and Jesus alone is able to sign your adoption papers.
唯有通过耶稣，你才能成为神的后嗣。
Jesus and Jesus alone can bring you to the Father.
唯有耶稣才能把你带到父神的面前。
Jesus and Jesus alone can make it possible to call God Father.
唯有通过耶稣，你才能称神为天父。
Listening friends, listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细地听我说。
The Bible tells us that without the shed blood of Jesus Christ, there can be no forgiveness of sin.
圣经告诉我们，如果没有耶稣基督的宝血，我们的罪就不得赦免。
Without the shed blood of Christ, repentance is not accepted in the sight of God.
如果没有耶稣基督的宝血，神就不能接受我们的悔改。
Without the shed blood of Christ, there can be no true restoration.
如果没有耶稣基督的宝血，就没有真正的救赎。
Without faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we cannot call God Father or receive forgiveness.
如果不相信耶稣基督所流出的宝血，我们就不能称神为我们的父亲，罪也得不到赦免。
Listen again, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，我再说一次。
Remorse or decisions to change are not the same as biblical repentance.
懊悔或是下决心去改变自己，和在神面前认罪悔改，完全不是一回事。
Biblical repentance says the following.
圣经所说的悔改意思是说，
I cannot have salvation without Jesus.
除了耶稣以外，我无法得救。
I cannot have power to overcome sin without Jesus.
离开了耶稣，我就没有能力胜过罪恶。
I cannot be a changed person without the power of Jesus.
若不靠着耶稣的大能，我无法成为新造的人。
And what I'm going to tell you is of vital importance.
我讲的这一点非常的重要。
If we cannot name Jesus' name, we cannot get the blessings that Jesus brings.
如果我们不靠着耶稣的名字，我们就无法得到他所带来的福分。
If we are ashamed of Jesus' name, God the Father will be ashamed of us in the day of judgment.
如果我们在人前不承认耶稣的名，天父也要在末日审判的时候不认我们。
If we are embarrassed to name the name of the only one who can forgive us, we will not know forgiveness.
如果我们因承认耶稣赦免之恩而感到难为情，我们就不懂得什么是饶恕。
If we are anxious to avoid his magnificent name, then there is no true repentance and therefore no true restoration.
如果我们一味否认耶稣伟大奇妙的名字，我们就不能真诚悔改，也就无从得到真正的赦免和更新。
Without Jesus, repentance is a mere human effort that has no power with God.
除了耶稣，所谓的悔改只不过是人为的努力而已，丝毫没有神大能的作为在其中。
Let me tell you why.
让我来告诉你为什么。
Jesus' name is power.
因为耶稣的名字带着能力。
And that power works this way.
这种能力是这样运作的。
No one can call God Father who does not have Jesus as his Savior brother.
若不承认我们的兄长耶稣是救主，就不能称呼神为父亲。
Our Heavenly Father is a very compassionate, loving, graceful, and merciful God.
我们在天上的父是满有怜悯、慈爱和恩典的神。
But He wants people to come to Him His way, not their way.
但他要求人们按照他的方式来归向他，而不是按照自己的方式。
In fact, Jesus paints a magnificent picture of what our Heavenly Father is like in Luke chapter 15.
事实上，在路加福音十五章里，耶稣生动地描绘了天父的形象。
Jesus said there was a father.
耶稣说有一个父亲。
Jesus was painting a picture of his father.
耶稣是在描绘他的父亲。
This father was loving, caring, compassionate, patient, long-suffering, slow to anger, and quick to forgive.
他所描绘的是一位充满慈爱、怜悯、长久忍耐、不轻易发怒，并且乐于饶恕的父亲。
But when his son decided to leave home in rebellion, the father let him go.
当他的儿子不听话，决定离家出走的时候，这位父亲没有拦阻他。
While he waited for his son day in and day out,
然而他却天天等他的儿子回来。
He never forced him to come back.
他从没有强迫儿子回来。
While his heart was broken over his son's rebellion,
虽然他的心因着儿子的叛逆而破碎。
He never sent his servants to bring him back.
他却从来没有打发仆人去把儿子叫回来。
While he longed for his son to come back,
虽然他巴望着儿子回家。
He never changed his own standards of forgiveness to suit his son.
他却没有为了迁就儿子降低他饶恕的尺度。
Only when the son came into repentance, the father's way, was he able to experience his father's love and forgiveness.
只有等待儿子照着父亲的尺度悔改的时候，才能体验到父亲的慈爱和饶恕。
Listen carefully, my listening friends.
我亲爱的朋友，请听我说。
You have to come to God in God's way.
你必须要按照神的方式来归向神。
If the prodigal son got to about a mile from the house, but never made it all the way to the father's eyesight,
假如那位浪子在离家一里路之外就停了下来，而没有一直走到他父亲面前，
he might as well just have stayed in the far country.
倒不如留在异乡算了。
If the prodigal son sent someone to speak to his father on his behalf,
假如这位浪子只是打发人给他父亲捎个口信，
he might just as well stay away in the far country.
还不如就待在他那个偏远的地方算了。
He had to come to the father the father's way.
他必须按照父亲的方式回到父亲面前。
And our heavenly father's only way for accepting us, forgiving us,and restoring us is through the shed blood of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
同样，我们的天父要接纳、饶恕、更新我们的唯一方式，就是要借着他的儿子耶稣基督所流出的宝血。
No amount of tears or remorse will bring about true forgiveness unless these tears are tears over the pain and the suffering that our sins caused God.
再多的眼泪和懊悔都不能给我们带来真正的饶恕，除非我们知道神因我们的罪受苦，以至于流出忧伤痛悔的眼泪。
For our sins cost him the blood of his only son.
为了赦免我们的罪，神付出了他独生子宝血的代价。
Feeling sorry for your wrongdoing is not true repentance.
单单为你所做的错事而感到遗憾，不是真正的悔改。
Feeling remorse over sin is not biblical repentance.
为你所犯的罪懊恼，也不是圣经上所说的悔改。
And Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father.
耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要这样说，我们在天上的父。
Do you remember the older brother in the story in Luke 15?
你还记得在路加福音十五章里的那位大儿子吗？
The older brother stayed home.
大儿子一直待在家里。
He probably went to church and did his chores and outwardly did all the right things.
他或许按时去教会做家务，表面上他没有什么不好。
The father tried to assure the older son that everything the father owned is his.
父亲向他保证，父亲拥有的一切都是大儿子的。
The father tried to assure him that by Jewish law, he was entitled to twice as much as his repentant brother.
父亲也向他保证，根据犹太人的律法，大儿子应该得到小儿子双倍的产业。
The father tried to assure the older son of his love for him and his affection toward him and his interest in him.
父亲向大儿子肯定他对大儿子的喜爱、袒护和关切。
But the older son's pride prevented him from enjoying all the benefits that are at his disposal.
但这位大儿子的骄傲使他失去了享受丰富的喜乐。
Do you know what the problem was?
你知道问题出在哪里吗？
The older son did not believe what his father said and was trying hard to earn what was his for the asking.
问题就出在大儿子根本不相信父亲所说的话， 反而想靠自己的努力来赚取本来就属于他的产业。
Thus, he forfeited his privileges.
结果他丧失了他的特权。
In fact, the older boy is the most pathetic of the two sons.
事实上，大儿子才是最可怜的。
The older boy is a picture of a poor, pathetic person who may be a regular churchgoer.
这个可怜的大儿子就是那些只知道固定参加教会活动的人的写照。
A person who wants to believe in God his way or her own way.
他代表了那些照着自己的方式来相信神的人。
A person who tries hard the wrong way.
他们错误地依赖他自己的努力。
Or a person who takes his father for granted.
或者他不重视父亲，认为这一切都是理所当然的。
Or a person who wants God's grace and forgiveness some other way other than through the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
大儿子代表了那些想要得到神赦罪的恩典，却不想通过耶稣基督宝血的人。
Yet the father was broken-hearted over the older boy as much as the younger when he was in the far country.
然而这位父亲却为着大儿子伤透了心，就好像曾经为小儿子伤心一样。
I want you to notice something important here.
请你注意很重要的一点。
All of the disobedience and the denial does not change the love of the father.
悖逆和拒绝并不能改变父亲的爱。
All of that does not change the yearning of the father.
所有这一切并不能改变父亲对我们的思念。
All of that does not change the waiting of the father.
这一切不能改变父亲的等候。
But the waiting of the Father will be in vain if we try to modify His way.
但如果我们随意更改他的方式，我们就会让父亲空等。
Or twist His way.
如果我们扭曲了他的心意，也会让父亲空等。
Or improve His way.
如果我们试图改变他的方式，也会让父亲空等。
Because His way is not open to modification or change.
因为他的作为是不可以随意更改的。
The little phrase, our father, reduces all of the complications of life to a very simple relationship.
我们在天上的父这个称呼，使得原本错综复杂的人生变成和天父之间单纯的关系。
Do you have that simple relationship?
你拥有这种单纯的关系吗？
Have you experienced it?
你经历到这种关系了吗？
Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father.
耶稣说，你们在祷告的时候要这样说，我们在天上的父。
Can you say that when you pray?
你祷告的时候会这么说吗？
Jesus' original hearers knew that the role of the Father is to be the provider, a protector, and a director of his family.
耶稣的门徒明白，父亲的角色应该是一位家庭的供应者、保护者和导师。
Having God for my father means an end to all of my fears.
让神成为我的父亲，就意味着消除一切的恐惧。
There are many people in the world who are frightened of their deity, but I'm not afraid of my father.
世界上许多人对神有一种莫名的恐惧，但我对天父却丝毫不害怕。
Because of who my father is, I am not afraid, period.
因为他是我的父亲，我就不会害怕。问题就这么简单。
Not only that my heavenly father takes away my fears,
这不仅仅是因为天父除去了我的恐惧。
But he gives me all the hope and the confidence I need and banishes my uncertainty.
而是他给了我所需要的希望、信心，并驱除我一切的怀疑。
In my father, I have protection.
在天父的怀抱里，我蒙受保护。
In my father, I have safety.
在天父里面，我安然无恙。
In my father, I have serenity.
在天父里面，我享受安宁。
In my father, I have peace.
在天父里面，我有平安。
In my father, I have salvation.
在天父里面，我蒙救赎。
In my father, I have joy unspeakable, even in the midst of pain.
在天父里面，即使在痛苦中，我仍有说不出来的喜乐。
Not only that, when God is my father, I have no fear.
当神成为我的父亲以后，我不但不再惧怕。
Not only that, when God is my Father, I have hope and protection.
当神成为我的父亲之后，我不但有了希望和保障。
But thirdly, when God is my Father, I have companionship.
第三，当神成为我的父亲之后，我有了良朋益友。
Your family may reject you.
你的家人也许会排斥你。
Your friends may forsake you.
你的朋友也许会离弃你。
But your heavenly Father never, never, never leaves you nor forsake you.
但你的天父永永远远都不会离开你，丢弃你。
Jesus said in John 14:21,
耶稣在约翰福音十四章二十一节那里说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，并且要向他显现。
Not only that, when God is my Father, I have no fear.
当神成为我的父亲之后，我不但不再惧怕。
Not only that, when God is my Father, I have hope and protection.
当神成为我的父亲之后，我不但有了希望和保障。
Not only when God is my Father, I have companionship.
当神成为我的父亲之后，我不但有了良朋益友。
But finally, when God is my Father, I have His provision.
而且当神成为我的父亲之后，我就有了他的供应。
All the resources of heaven are available to God's children.
神打开天上的窗户，供应他儿女的需要。
The problem is that we don't trust him to be our heavenly supplier.
问题在于我们不相信他是我们属天的供应者。
The word our Father means that God is eager to hear us.
我们在天上的父，这个称呼意味着神很愿意听我们的呼求。
Our Father means that God is eager to empower us.
我们在天上的父意味着神很乐意赐能力给我们。
Our Father means that God is eager to lead us by His right hand.
我们在天上的父意味着神愿意亲自牵着我们的手度过每一天。
Do you know God as your Father?
你知不知道神是你天上的父亲呢？
It is my prayer that you do that today.
但愿你今天就认识他。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
我们下次节目再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢大家收听今天的天路导向节目。小环相信通过麦克牧师的讯息，大家一定对天父有了更深一步的了解和认识，也能够更多懂得祷告的力量。感谢神今天让我们更多的了解了他的慈爱，他愿意聆听我们的祷告。其实神比我们自己更想要让我们明白他的旨意，同时在认识神的过程中，我们也会更多的认识自己。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的赐福给你们，我们明天再会。